As we just heard in the NPR newscast, U.S. Senator Carl Levin says that he will not seek re-election. Next year, when the Senate convenes in 2015, Debbie Stabenow will be Michigan's senior member of the Senate. Western Michigan University political science professor John Clark joins us. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Gongwer News Service describes this as a once-in-a-generation political opportunity. It isn't very often that Michigan has an open U.S. Senate seat, so might it be tempting to some people who otherwise might have just stayed in their current office and ran for re-election next year?
Well, I think there will be a number of people who will be tempted, and we've already seen since yesterday lists of names, in some instances long lists of names of potential candidates. I think for many of them the question will be, is it worth it to get into a primary that I might or might not win? But the upside, of course, is that the Senate has six-year terms. Many of these folks have to run for re-election more often than that, or in some instances maybe term limit out of their statewide seats.
The last time we had you on the air, John, we were talking about the Democrats searching for a candidate to run for governor and challenge Governor Snyder next year. Now there's two big voids there on the ballot for Democrats. They've got to find someone to run for governor, someone to run for Senate. Could that make, for instance, fundraising complicated?
Well, it could. But in some ways, these two offices have different fundraising bases. Candidates for governor are going to be raising money primarily from folks in Michigan or from people who have an interest in Michigan politics, whereas the Senate seat is really a much more national seat, particularly in an election cycle like this one, where in many ways control of the Senate is in the balance. Every seat counts. And so we would be much more likely to see national interest rather than simply Michigan interests investing money in that seat. What that probably means is there would be an awful lot of money flowing into the state for advertising and other purposes, depending on who the candidates were and how close the election was expected to be. And I would expect it to be, certainly not knowing who the candidates are, but I would expect it to be awfully close.
This is the first time in 20 years that Michigan has had an open seat for Senate, an incumbent not running for a U.S. Senate seat. And in that last 20 years, we've seen a big explosion in terms of independent expenditures, super PACs, those sort of things. Should people who don't like the barrage of political advertising perhaps find something else to do in 2014 in Michigan?
Yeah, television may not be your friend if that's the case, because I would certainly expect there to be an awful lot of outside money pouring into this race. And you know, we have seen that in certain House races here in the state, and we're certainly aware of it at the presidential level in this last election cycle. We didn't get the kind of barrage here in Michigan that many other states saw, and yet we certainly saw an awful lot of television advertising for all kinds of different offices. So I would certainly expect the airwaves to be flooded. But again, it sort of depends on who the candidates are, and it depends on how close that race is expected to be. If it looks like it's going to go down to the wire, then folks might want to turn off their television and listen to public radio.
As you noted, there is a pretty long list of names being mentioned in various sources. Looking at the Gongwer story today, they mention, amongst others, on the Democratic side, current Congressman Gary Peters. On the Republican side, Representative Justin Amash, who represents Battle Creek as well as Grand Rapids, as well as Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly and Attorney General Bill Schuette. Now, all of those men that I've just mentioned currently hold elected office. Could there be a domino effect here where people decide to get into the Senate race and perhaps that opens up some opportunities for open seats for Congress and other things?
There certainly could be. And it'll be interesting to see, especially, I think, on the Republican side, but on the Democratic side to a lesser extent, who decides to get in and the kind of jockeying that will take place before that, as incumbents, people who currently are in office, try and decide what their chances are. If it looks like they would have to give up a relatively safe seat in order to enter a crowded primary, that might discourage some folks who are currently in office. On the other hand, if you know multiple people get in, then that would open up their current seats so that others might run. And in a state with term limits, as we have at the state legislative level and for statewide offices, there are an awful lot of folks who are either about to be term limited out or who have been term limited out who really feel like they have a lot to offer. And so my expectation would be that a lot of folks, not just for these top offices, but for other offices as well, will be making calculations about how best to invest their time and money and how best they think they can help the state.
The Detroit Free Press also throws out there the names of several members of Michigan's congressional delegation, including Fred Upton. We have about 30 seconds left. John, would you think that members of Congress who might have, say, committee chairmanships, do they weigh that as well as the lure of, you know, serving a six-year term as opposed to having to run for re-election every 2 years?
Well, they certainly do, because the chairmanships are an avenue for influence within the Assembly. Republicans in the House have rules about how long you can be a committee chair, at least the chair of the same committee. And so that would probably weigh into the decision calculus of some of those incumbent members as well.
John, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure, Gordon.
Western Michigan University political science professor John Clark. You can read more about U.S. Senator Carl Levin's decision not to seek re-election next year at our webpage, WMUK.org.